days, the external solemnity of the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Sometimes the church, when she wants to emphasize a feast, make sure everyone is there for it, will move it to the nearest Sunday, or in the case of the Rosary, it's the first Sunday of October. Next week, we will have a visit from the Franciscan friars of Morgon, France, the Capuchins. Two priests will come. One of them will say the Mass and preach. One of us will hear confessions throughout. And then afterwards, they'll give us a conference and we'll have a potluck together. Incidentally, we still need volunteers to help clean up after the dinner next week. So you can sign up in the dining hall. The Christ the King procession will be October 27th, and then the following Sunday we'll celebrate All Saints Day, party, and again at dinner. So come dressed as your favorite saint and with something to say, prepare something to say about your saint. It will not be a guessing game this year. Rather be you'll be judged on your costume and your knowledge of your saints. Prizes will be awarded that way. Next, Sunday is with service practice before Mass at 1:30. And today, after Mass, will be marriage. Lesson for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man who heareth me, and that daily watcheth at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, Luke chapter 1. At that time the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among men. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation it should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. This is the words of Jesus for the gospel. Let's be seated. And Francisco also, that he will have to say many rosaries, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Dear faithful, a famous theologian once described praying the rosary as a participation in the life of Mary, whose focus was Christ. This prayer comes to us From Dominicans.
From
St. Dominic, received it from the hands of Our Lady. At least in its current form, there was something like the rosary before that, but Our Lady codified it, if you want, and showed her pleasure in it. She loves the rosary. It's been recommended and indulged by many popes. St. Pius X says the rosary is the most beautiful and the richest of all prayers, the Mediatrix of all grace. It's the prayer that touches most the heart of the Mother of God. Say it each day. Pope Benedict XV said that the prayer of the rosary is perfect because of the praises it offers, the lessons it teaches, the graces it attains, and the victories it achieves. Pope Pius XI says we exhort them, exciting our own example, not to let even one day pass without saying the rosary, no matter how burdened they may be with many cares and duties. The fathers and mothers of families particularly must give an example to their children, still Pope Pius XI, especially when at sunset they gather after the day's work within the domestic walls and recite the Holy Rosary on bended knees before an image of the Virgin. Our Lady herself asked us all to say the rosary daily at Lourdes, at La Salette, and especially at Fatima. But when we think of saying the rosary every day, I think we always think of the difficulty, particularly the difficulty of making time for it. And of course, there's always time for a rosary. You just have to cut out something else. If there's not time for everything in a day, then there's time for the rosary and not time for, so it's a question of priority, not a question of time. But even when we make the time, we will have wasted our time unless we say the rosary well. Mere recitation of six Our Fathers and 53 Hail Marys while our mind is wandering all over the place is not going to be very fruitful. When we do remember during the rosary that we're supposed to be thinking about the mysteries, it's rare to get past one or two Hail Marys. But it's the meditations that make the rosary. The meditations are the soul of the rosary. Without meditation, a rosary without meditation is like a body without a soul. It's a lifeless thing and not worth anything to anyone. The lawyer in the gospel was not sincere when he asked our Lord how to live forever with God in heaven. And he asked about eternal life. But today we have to ask the same question in all earnestness. How do we attain eternal life? And the answer is the same for all. Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole mind, thy whole strength, and thy neighbors as thyself. Love God with everything you have, with your whole soul, with your whole self, with every fiber, with every thought and work, leaving nothing for creatures, nothing for yourself. But again, we cannot possibly love what we do not know. And the meditations of the rosary help us get to know God and His dear Mother personally. The rosary is the perfect blend of vocal prayer and mental prayer, meditation. And since Our Lady knows that meditation takes effort, she encourages us by designing her rosary to make meditations easy. For instance, we only have to meditate on any one mystery for 3 minutes. It doesn't take long to say 10 Hail Marys. Then we switch to another one. But mainly she has given us subjects to meditate on that are so large and so supernatural that they are bottomless. never run out of things to think about in a mystery of the rosary. That's one of the reasons they're called mysteries. But this is all well and good in theory. Why is it that most people find it so hard to concentrate during the rosary? Why is it I find it so hard to concentrate during the rosary? Well, perhaps one of the reasons is that we get stuck thinking about the 15 mysteries in the same way every time. We think, like in the Gospel, we think of the story about what happened in the mystery. We meditate on the scourging of the pillar and try to picture it happening, lash after lash. Lash for 10 years. And that can be a fruitful meditation, but if it's the same thing every week, twice a week when we meditate on the sorrowful mysteries, it will get dry and not bear any fruit. Same for the joyful mysteries. Today's Gospel. We try to picture the beginning of the first joyful mystery. Our Lady comes in. Our Lady was there kneeling and praying. Lady Judith comes in. He says something to Our Lady. She answers him. He says something back. She says, "We have to see him in the tomb." Then the angel leaves. And so we have 2 days. Then again, picturing it. Putting yourself in it, trying to see it happening before your eyes can be a fruitful meditation. It's the same thing every time. And if there's no thought going on, but mere passive observation, you're not going to get much out of it. So just like with proper meditation, we have to ask ourselves questions. We have to try to examine the thing, the mystery, from several sides. There are several ways to find these extra things in the mysteries. One way I can suggest is what we could call the reporter method, to ask the six order questions about each of the mysteries. Who, what, where, when, why, what happened. Not just to watch what happens, but to get into the action and try to figure things out. To discuss it with self, and then hopefully discuss it with Our Lord or Our Lady or St. Joseph, someone in the mystery. So for the first joyful mystery, rather than just try to picture for the 700th time Our Lady in prayer at Nazareth and the angel coming in, ask what's going on. Who is this girl in prayer? This is the most pure, the most favored, the most beloved, the most holy of all God's creatures, the Virgin most faithful, the mirror of holiness, Tower of David. This is she who, from the beginning, that's what we had in the Proverbs, I was set up from eternity, and of old before the earth was made, the depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Theologians say that all of creation was made so that God had a place to put Mary. Mary was the one he wanted to create, and all of the rest of us are, as a setting, companions for her. God, this is the creature whom God poured out all of his gifts, all of himself. written in the book of Daniel. Daniel is terrified. He's one of the seven who stands before the throne of God. But more recently, he had appeared to Zachary in the temple and scolded him. When was this? It was at the fullness of time when God had allowed all men to feel their weakness, the wickedness of their fallen state, when they had been allowed a few thousand years to try their hand at being their own gods, as they had wanted. Remember the devil when he tempted Eve? He said, "No, you will not die. You will be as God, knowing good and evil." And that's why she took it. She wanted to be her own God, her own boss. And after several thousand years, all nature groaned under our sin, groaned for our Savior. What happened? What is going on? Well, the angel is here proposing to the Blessed Virgin in the name of God the incarnation. She's asked to be the Mother of God, to lend her womb to the incarnate God, to assist, to cooperate in the salvation of all mankind. What is happening in the Annunciation is that the God who made heaven and earth, who himself is infinite and unchangeable, who always was and always will be, took a human body and soul like ours and united it to the second person of the divinity. Why? Could he not have just come as Adam had done? He is, after all, the second Adam. Could he not have just taken a body from the dust? Why a mother? Why a body at all? Ponder these things. Only have 3 minutes. Why a body for a God? Because all powerful though he is, there was one thing God could not do before the incarnation. He could not suffer. Our Lord, Bishop Sheen likes to say our Lord was the only one who was ever born in order to die. He wanted to suffer for us, because that was the best way for us and for the glory of his Father. He could not do that without a body. That's why. And how? How does this apply to me here today? How much esteem do I have for the peerless Virgin, whose beautiful and humble soul drew God down out of heaven, as it were? Or perhaps I should turn my own groanings into a prayer for the salvation of men, as all nature, all creation, groaned and cried out for a Redeemer, with Our Lady at the head, Our Lady being the final one to succeed. I can join my prayer to them in these dark times. Or we can ask, how do I suffer for him when I am asked? When things happen to me, how do I suffer for him who took a body in order to suffer for me? That's just one mystery. And that's just scratching the surface of the one mystery. They really are bottomless. We have to consider, we have to put in the effort, not really picture things. Of course, you will not have time in any given rosary to ask all the questions about all source of grace, especially for our times, recommended by heaven itself. Blessed Virgin wants our sanctity and our salvation, and has given us the rosary as the means to do it. It's also the means of conversion for the rest of the world. We've seen great miracles happen through the power of the rosary, the deliverance of Europe twice from being overrun by the Muslims, the Battle of Lepanto, the Battle of Vienna, once by land, once by sea. But there are books full of the victories of the rosary. For your own souls, as well as for the good of the world, get your rosaries in, yes, say the rosary every day as a family, but take care that it is a good rosary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.